Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my saga of King David the Wife Stealer, where David has just been informed that the afternoon affair with Bathsheba has turned into a palace scandal, all because King David did not go to war. David has a plan, so let's continue my story. After David received word from Bathsheba that she was pregnant with his child and that her husband Uriah was still on the battlefront fighting the sons of Ammon, King David sent word to Joab, the commander of his army, to send Uriah back to Jerusalem and give a report on the battle and the siege of the city of Rabbah. Uriah came directly to Jerusalem to report to the king. Uriah gave a report to the king, and the king suggested that he worship and head home to spend some time with his wife before preparing to return to the battle. Uriah did not go home, nor did he see his wife as the king suggested, but slept the night at the king's palace with the servants. In the morning, David talked to Uriah. "Uriah! Why did you not go to your home? See your wife. Have a good meal." "Oh, king, the ark of God is sitting out there in a tent, and my commander with all my fellow soldiers are camped out in the open. I cannot go home to my wife, to the comfort of my home, knowing that my brothers are living under these conditions." So David had him stay one more night, only this time David invited Uriah to eat at the king's table. It was a grand feast with lots of wine. David got Uriah quite drunk in hopes he would go home to his wife. Yet, in the morning once again, David found Uriah in the servants' quarters. What was a king to do with Uriah? Well, that didn't work. King David is in the midst of trying to control a scandal created by an afternoon affair with Bathsheba. Uriah, her husband, refuses to go home. Without him at home, it's difficult to blame the baby on him. So, what is Plan B gonna be? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.